your incentive to stick around is to see Kane and Batista in another clunker of a match. And I think they gave it a good shot last night, but it was still clunky. You know, you're going to lose some people when you don't have a strong babyface roster. And they've got a tough situation. I mean, they can survive 2, 3, 4 months without Cena just fine. Their top babyface core on Raw is Batista, CM Punk, and Shawn Michaels. Problem is there's not a lot of depth after that. You're looking at Kofi Kingston, D'Lo Brown, and like Val Venus. I mean, it's not a deep depth chart on Raw right now. So that's a challenge for them. Now, Rey Mysterio gets added to the mix, and they are seem to be maybe rushing him back, and perhaps not in a context that makes as much sense as it should. Rey, from what we understood, based on what Kane said, was, you know, captured, held in prison, demasked, disemboweled, maybe chopped up and stored in jars. I mean, Kane makes these outlandish statements, and then how does WWE follow up on it? They don't. You know, the mask shows up and it implies he kidnapped Rey and held him captive. I mean, I think that's what he said, didn't he? And then what happens? They're talking about Santino and Beth Phoenix budding romance. You know, I think when one of your top stars goes missing and the family members haven't said anything about it, that's a big gaping hole in logic. And then you don't talk about it afterwards, it's not going to have impact. When you do something like that, you have to be 100% committed to following up on it and being consistent with it. Because if you're not, it not only hurts that angle, but it hurts all future big angles because people, viewers of Raw, are learning over and over again. Same with TNA viewers. You learn over and over again, don't get too invested in the storyline because we might drop it next week. And you just don't want to set up that pattern. You just don't want to do it. All right, well, let's go ahead and shift and talk a little bit more about Raw in a little bit more detail. It was an okay show. Had some good, some bad. CM Punk and JBL opened up the show. Another CM Punk-JBL match. The thing is this was one of their better matches. I mean, they did 14 minutes. I think JBL gets a little bit of a hard time. Undeserved. I think he deserves a little more credit for what he's able to produce for the product than he gets. I don't think he's totally ragged on, but I think he's a better heel even in the ring, in the match, than he gets credit for. I like that Punk got the win. They gave JBL a little out because the ref took a chair away from him, but that's a really small out, a really small excuse. I think it was important to give CM Punk a win. I'm not quite sure if that does too much for JBL's credibility going into the championship scramble, but I think it's more important to build up Punk a little bit right now, and I think the announcers did a solid job of talking about, you know, Punk being a guy who's surpassing all expectations. Mike Adamly then announced the John Cena injury. I'm sure a lot of fans of Cena were worried at this point. They made it seem pretty serious. Then a Kane promo aired from backstage. He said what Batista did to Cena is nothing compared to what he's done to Rey Mysterio. He said a body broken does nothing for the soul and spewed some other kind of weird things. He said, I leave you feeling empty, but a spirit broken makes me salivate, and a chokeslam leaves the victim wondering. And then he closed with, is he alive or is he dead? I mean, I think they have the idea if they want to do something with this is he alive or dead type thing, but I don't even sense that they're 100% sure where they're going with it yet. It's almost like they're making it up as they go along. I mean, here they address this angle, but the announcers need to be asking questions. If it's not, if the announcers don't ask about it, it's defined down as not being a big deal. And this mystery over what's up with Rey should be a central theme to the shows. And instead, you hear about it in one soundbite. There's no follow-up by the announcers, the hosts, the voice of reason, the voice of the show. None of the baby faces who like Rey are reacting to it. Batista's got other things on his mind, so I don't know. Adam Lee approached Primo Colon backstage, apologized for what he did last week. I like that. There's some follow-up. When Adam Lee said that he had an apple and a cabana ready for him, Primo said, no, I'm nothing like my brother. My brother's a jerk. I'm not. And then Adam Lee implied that he had some special plans for him in his match later. Shawn Michaels walked up to Adam Lee, asked where Jericho was. Adam Lee said he hadn't arrived yet, but he can take all the time he wants in the ring to express his feelings. And Adam Lee asked him how his wife was doing. Michaels paused, stared him down, and turned around and left. Then Kelly defeated Glamazon Beth Phoenix in 3 minutes. This happened when Santino tried to help Beth, but it backfired. So Phoenix threw a little temper tantrum, huffed and puffed, tackled Santino and punched him a few times and kicked him out of the ring. Then they aired a clip of Bret Hart against Kurt Hennig, promoting WWE 24/7. Michael Cole came back. They went back to Michael Cole, and he said, "I had forgotten about that, but that started it all." So we're supposed to believe Michael Cole, when he was over in Bosnia being a serious journalist, that he was, you know, that he had at one time seen that match and had since forgotten. I don't know. I don't buy it. I don't think viewers buy it either. I think Cole trying to pretend to be this one with the fans just doesn't work, I think. I mean, it's tough. He's fed lines. He's produced the way he's produced. It just, I think people can tell when someone's being inauthentic, and I think Cole is inauthentic a lot, and I just don't think he needs to be inauthentic. I think he can be himself, and he doesn't have to pretend to be super fan. And in fact, I think when he pretends to be super fan. This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.